Mosif on Koshkan Debel Neilu Diathiri. If you want to say water is considered Neilu, like it's not in the clouds, and it first comes down on Shabbos, it's Neilad, so then of course it should be Akasha. It should be Osir Al Smuks, it's Neilad. So the more Ela Maya Biyovim Meyed Naidi. That's the Teretz. That water in the clouds is moving around. That's the reason why it's not Kaina Shvisa. That even though the water are in the clouds, Bein HaShemosha is the beginning of Shabbos, the reason why the water is not Kaina Rich Shvisa upstairs in the clouds, because the clouds move around. And anything that moves around at the beginning of Shabbos is not Kaina Rich Shvisa to say that it only has Alpayim Mama from where it is. A person that's standing still, we say, Bein HaShemoshes, wherever you are, you're kind of Yeshvisa. You can't walk more than, Chutz Tetchum, more than Alpayim Mama, 2,000 Amas. But something that's moving, like water in the cloud, that's moving, the water is not kind of Yeshvisa. Therefore, when the water comes down on Shabbos, it's not considered the came Chutz Tetchum. So tomorrow, Hashtag the Yasil Hachi, once you come onto this Teretz, Ulkainas Namelik Liksha. There wouldn't be the Kasha we had before from the water in the ocean. The question was, if rain first comes on Shabbos, let's say at the beginning of Shabbos the water was still in the ocean, and it was kind of shvitz in the ocean, and then it traveled up to the clouds and came down again, it should be chutz l'tchum, the same teretz. Maya b'kainis nami meyid naidi. Water inside the ocean is also moving around. So anytime water is moving around, it's not kind of shvitzah, therefore it's not called the wenah chutz l'tchum. The more of a tanya raya for this is, Nahoris HaMoshchem. Let's say you have a river that's traveling. Nahoris, a river HaMoshchem that's moving. Or else a Mayonis, that's wells HaNoivim. That the fresh water keeps on pumping up from the well. Is HaRehen Keragli Kolodim. Anybody goes on Shabbos and Yom Tov to fetch the water from this well or from this river, it's Dinis Keragli Kolodim. Whoever picks it up, the water goes bossa you. In other words, the water by itself was not kind of shvisa. It doesn't go bossa the bailam of the well, because since the water is a moving water, it's not kind of shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos. So that's this raya. Like Rashi says, even if somebody owns this river or owns this well, so really the halacha is anything you own, it has the din shvisa where you are. Just like you could only walk 2,000 amas on Shabbos from your house, the same thing, your chveitzim can only be taken 2,000 amas from your house, let's say on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to carry. So anything that belongs to you could only be taken into your tchum where you can walk. But here, this water is no. Even though you own the water, if somebody else comes and takes this water, and he has the right to walk 4,000 amas, because he made an eruve tchumim, he could walk further than you could walk, this water he's allowed to carry with him on Yontif. Why? Because since the water at the beginning of Shabbos was moving, the water was not kind of a din shvisa to say like it's only in this makam and you can't take it out of this makam alpayim mama. No. Something that's moving is not kind of a shvisa. Therefore, when you pick it up on Yom Tov, it goes bossa you. You like a kind of it. You own it at that time when you pick it up. But once you own it, then it goes bossa where you can walk. As far as you can walk, you're allowed to take the water with you. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha k'Reb Yechon ben Uri. We tell Kapaskin like Reb Yechon ben Uri that his din of the Mishnah was that if a person is sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, the person went to take a nap outside in the fields, Bein HaShemprati afternoon, and he woke up on Shabbos, Reb Yechon ben Uri still says he is Kaina Shvisa. He has the right when he wakes up on Shabbos to walk Alpayim Amma. And we don't hold like the Chum say, since he was sleeping, he didn't have any das to be kind of an Erev Tchumim, of the kind of Shvisa. He's not kind of Shvisa at all, according to the Chumim, and he can only walk a Dal Damis. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says no. Even though he's sleeping, so what? Still, he's kind of Shvisa where he is, and when he wakes up, he has a right to walk 2,000 Amis. So he passed against Rabbi Shua ben Levi's passing, Halacha Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Omer le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. So Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, did you hear exactly that that's what Rabbi Yechon ben Uri said? That Rabbi Yechon ben Uri said halacha is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi paskin halacha Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? Or else, no, you didn't hear exactly that he said halacha is Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Just you know Rabbi Shua ben Levi said a different cloud. And from the cloud that he said someplace else, you understand to mean that halacha should be like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Omaleh, he answered back, you should know, Beferish Shmili. I heard exactly that he said, Klo, that the Loch is Kabyechon ben Uri. I didn't hear Joseph Yeshua ben Levi's cloud. We'll soon see what is that cloud that he said. But I didn't just hear it from a cloud. No, I heard that he said exactly, specifically he said, Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the Gemara, my Klola, what was the half minute to say? No, he didn't say exactly Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. He just said a cloud, and from that cloud, you want to take out Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What's the cloud? The Yomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said a cloud like this. Halacha kedivrei hameko beruv. Anytime you have a shayla on Hilchas Ervin, you always paskin like the one that's meko. Hey, since Ervin is only midirabonin, so that's usually the clown. A sofik, the rabbonin, you go lekulo. So now in the Mishnah, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri nechomim. If somebody was sleeping outside in the field Friday afternoon, went to sleep, and he woke up on Shabbos. So Bein HaShemosh at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be chal, this person was sleeping, he had no das. The Chum say he's not Kainish Shvis at all. Therefore, when he wakes up, he can't walk out of the Dal Damis. He has to stay put that whole Shabbos. He has no right to walk out of the Dal Damis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says no, even though he was sleeping, but still he's Kainish Shvis. And when he wakes up, he has a right to walk away 2,000 Amis. So since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Paskin and said a cloud, Halacha Gedivrei Hameko Beriv, so Mela, you understand to say that the Halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, now Mishnah. Since Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is the Mekel, he's the one that says, even though you're sleeping, still you're Kainish Shvisa. So since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said Halacha Gedivrei Hameko, Mela, you understand Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So he said that was the Shiloh. Did you only hear it from the cloud? And he answered back, no. I heard Beferish that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you should know Beferish Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So now, Fret Gemara, Vatata Lomeli, Abazoyz Taka Shver, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to say it two times? Since he said a klal, Halacha Kedivrei Hameko Beriv, so Mela, I know that the Halacha now Mishnah should be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because he is the Meko. So Mela, Taka Kasha, why do you have to say Beferish, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Once he said it's klal, that we always pass with the Divrei Hameko, Mela, you understand that the Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to say two memories. One memory halacha kemekel, and one memory halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Pshita halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And the Gemara like this. Omer Rav Zeira Tzricha. I need both memories of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Di yashmin halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. If I'd only hear his first halacha, that he said we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that even though you're sleeping, even though you have no das to be kaina, still you're kaina shvisam, and you have a right to walk alpayim amma, 2,000 amis, have a mina, I would think, bein lekulo, bein lechumra. We paskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, both his kulo dikadin, and also his chumra dikadin. Because the ma'isa of the maskana before was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds the svara that cheftse hefker are kaina shvisam. In other words, let's say something is hefker, doesn't belong to anybody. You have a chair outside in the fields, doesn't belong to anybody. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri also holds that that chair is kainah shvisa. That means that the beginning of Shabbos, wherever that chair is, or else he is megayet on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, where you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, you can't carry that chair further than 2,000 amis from where it was at the beginning of Yom Tov. And that's the chumrah over there. Because if you'd say not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I would say this chair that's hefker outside in the field, if you tell me it's not kainah shvisa, the pshat is that whoever comes and picks it up, that person, when he's kainah it, it goes after him. Now let's say Reuven goes into the fields on Yom Tov, and Reuven picks up this chair. Now if the chair doesn't have its own din tchum, so whose din is it? It goes bust the person that picks it up. Let's say Reuven has merubi tchumim, and Reuven is allowed to walk now 4,000 amas this Yom Tov. Because he put on a Rubei Tchumim outside, so Rubei Tchumim says, you have Alpayim Amatul there. Now you have your Tchum outside the city, you have your bread here, so from here you're allowed to walk another 2,000 Amis. So this Reuven himself could walk 4,000 Amis. Now when he picks up this chair, if the chair is not kainah its own Shvisa, so the chair then goes bust to you. Just like you could walk 4,000 Amis, you could take this chair with you on Yom Tov and walk 4,000 Amis. But if we're going to tell me like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, here's the chumrah to say that cheftse hefka, the chair, even though it doesn't belong to anybody, so what? Still the chair is kainah shvisa. That wherever the chair is at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's chala din chumim, that this chair, nobody has a right to carry it more than alpayim amma. So in this point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is a machmir. See, if I would stand say, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I would think bein lekulo, by a person he's a mekel. Because by a person, if he's not kainah shvisa, he only has dal damis. But I would say also the locher is the chumrah, that by chefse hefker, a chefetz, it doesn't belong to anybody, it's hefker on the street. So, if not like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, and la locher is that it has no din shrisa, that means whoever picks it up can take it wherever he wants. But if I would say halacha Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, I would think even the chumrah, that in this case, no, the chair is kind of a shrisim. That means where it is now at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't carry it more than alpayim amma. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi has to say another klal. He says a klal, halacha kedivri hamekel beruv. Anytime we have a machlokes nilchas ervin, we always paskin like the mekel. So Mel, nogei to this halacha of chetzei hefkim, if you have a chair that's outside in the field, doesn't belong to anybody. Now at the beginning of Yom Tov, does it have a din shrisa to say you can't carry it more than alpayim amma? Or else no, you can go to kulu to say it doesn't have its own din. It goes boss to the person that picks it up. Whoever picks it up can take it wherever he wants. So on that point, it's a kula to paskin, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So that's why he said another member to say that we paskin givri hamekel. So in other words, that I said Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's only negated to an Adam. That's a kula. But negated to Chefze Hefker, we talk about don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Of a Zoif Trat Gemara, Velema Allah givri hamekel beruf. Let him just say the klal is halacha k'divrei hamekel. Anytime you have a machlokes nilchas ervin, you always paskin like the mekel. Let him just say that klal. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lamuli. Why do they have to speak out beferish to say, like in our Mishnah, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that if a person was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Yom Tov, still he has a kula, he's kind of shvisa. He has a right to walk up high mama. Don't say halacha is like the chachamim. He could only walk in his dal damis. And at more, no, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Is the question, why do you have to say that beferish, since he already said the statement that halacha could be re-amekol, so yeah, since the lakula is to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, pshita the halacha is k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why do you have to say beferish, after he said the klal like k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he said a second klal, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why do you have to say it for? So the Gemara, no, itzrich, I need this klal. Well, sakot aitech aminech, I would think, if you just have the first klal, that he says, halacha k'divri ha-mekel beruv. Anytime you have a suffix in Hilchas Ervin, we always pass like the one that's more, goes more lakula, goes more lenient. Why? Hani mili, I would say, when is this true? Hani mili, yochid b'mokim yochid. If you have a machlokes, let's say, remeyim of Yehuda. You have one connected the other one, then the klal is, I go bust the divri ha-mekel. Or else for rabbin, b'mokim rabbin. I have a chachamim, two. Connected another two, also I go bust the klal, k'divri ha-mekel. What about Avu Yochid B'mokim Rabim? Like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is a Yochid. He's only one person. He talks as a person, even though you're sleeping, still you're kind of shvisa, you have a right to walk up high mama. But who argues on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? The Chachamim. The Chachamim is called the Rabim. So maybe I would say when a Yochid argues connected a Rabim, then even in the Rabbonins, also we paskin like the Rabbonin, like the Rabim. I wouldn't say the Klal Kedivri HaMekel. Is a Maloi, I would say in our Mishnah, we should not pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though he's a Mekel, but since the one that's arguing on him are the Chachamim, are a Rabbin, maybe that's a bigger klal. We pass on the Chachamim, to Rabbin. So that's why he had to say over a second klal, no. And our mission is then, even though the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, still we pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's why he had to say a second klal. So it's Nagai, you need both klalim. So the Mara Omale Rovel Abaya, in fact Rovel Tabaya, he didn't like this Chiddush. Michti, Erevin the Rabbonin, so you say that you can't walk out of your Alpayim Amma on Shabbos, that's only the Rabbonin the Kisser. And we all spoke out, even though there's a Rabbi Kiva Shita, that Paskin's Tchumim is the Raisa, well he said that's only to walk Yud Beis Mil, to walk so far 12 mil out of your place, that's an Issa the Raisa. But this din that you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Amma out of your city, or out of your house, we'll see halachas later, how do you count, where does the Alpayim Amma start from? But this din of Alpayim Amma is only with the Rabbonin. So since it's only the Rabbonin, of the Zoy, of Rav Yastakasha, Mali Yochid B'mokim Yochid, Mali Yochid B'mokim Rabin. His Rav holds in Svara. Since you're telling me a cloud that in the Rabbonins, we pass on the Divri HaMekel. That's a good klal. Like every stuff with the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. So once you have a Machlekes, what do I care if the Rabbonin are arguing on a Yochid? If it's a Yochid connected Rabbin, still in Svarah should pass on the Divri HaMekel. So Mela Rovalek still has it Shever. Why did Yabishua ben Levi have to say two klolim? Halacha k'divrei ha-mekel and halacha k'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like pshita halacha k'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Even though the Chachamim argue on it, but so what? since it's a machlekes in a din de rabbonin, and in the rabbonin you go lekula, so even though there's a rabbi arguing, Rav Alton Svar Pshita, which is still possible, like the Divriya Mekel. That's Rav's kasha. Omale Rav Papa le Rav. So Rav Papa answered back to Rav. Ube de rabbonin loishonilach. Loishonilon. That in, even in the rabbonin, the sofik on this rabbonin, isn't there a difference? Ben yochid b'mokim yochid, le yochid b'mokim rabbim. I'll prove to you that not like your svara, that there's a difference. If one is arguing connected to another one, Reb Meir is arguing according to Reb Yehuda, then you can go to Divriya Mekel. That's good. It's a regular sofik on an issur d'rabbanan. On a sofik on an issur d'rabbanan, the klal is you go to kula. But where you have a rabbim, you have a rabbanan, a chachamim, that are arguing on the yochid, even if it's only a shal and chumim, like in our Mishnah, shal and d'rabbanan, avad is still, we should have went, both of the chachamim, even though it's the chumra. That's why Yeshua ben Levi had to say new klal, that our Mishnah is different, and our Mishnah is still we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So Rav Papa will prove this. The Yotanan approved it too, we learned. The Yotanan, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, this is Allah Hilchas Nida, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kol Isha Shavro Lea Shalash Oinis. The Moshan Isha first becomes pregnant, so when they begin to be pregnant, they don't stay, stop seeing their period, they don't see Dam. So Allah is like this, Mikir Adin, when an Isha stamps, first sees Dam Nida, the Allah is for Tyros. If she touched Tyrus, Allah is, she's Matama the Tyrus, Ma'is Lace before that. Like, let's say she first sees a Dam Nida Sunday morning. The Allah is, any Tyrus that she touched 24-hour period before is also Tomei. There's a Chumrah. That even though now she sees a Dam Nida on the Sufik, maybe the Dam started to come out like 24 hours ago. And the Chumrah of Tyrus, if she touches any Tyrus, any Truma, Tyra, it's Tomei. Now, there's a locha, what about an Isha that stops seeing for 3 months? Call Isha Shavro Lea Sholoshoinis. That means 3 periods that she should have seen. 3 months passed by, the muscle she became pregnant, so she didn't see anymore. Then the locha is Dayashosa. After 3 times, 3 months passed by, then the 4th month, then she did see Dam. Shablezos, when she sees Dam that morning, she's only Tummy from that morning on. And if she touched Tyrus last night or the day before, those Tyrus are not Tummy. Since she did not see the last 3 months, it's like the cheskes, the dam is mesulut. And what she sees dam now, we say the dam first came out now, and she did not have dam yesterday. So therefore, the tyrus she touched yesterday are tor. That's Reb Lezer's chiddush. V'tanya, we learned, ma'isa, that once happened to ma'isa, v'yosa Rebbe k'Rebbe Eliezer, that Rebbe passed in aloch like Reb Lezer, was a ma'isa with an isha, that the last 3 months she didn't see any dam, she didn't see neither, she didn't see dam neither. And then the 4th month, she saw Dam Nidus on Sunday morning. So even though last night, Mitzvah Shabbos, she touched Tyrus, he passed in the Tyrus are still Tahor. This Isha is Tahor. She's only Tami Mikan Labo from the second she saw the Dam on and not before. That's the Rebbe Paschal like Rebbe Lezer. So the Gemara La'achash and Niskar, after when Rebbe realized what was going on, La'achash Niskar, after Rebbe realized who he's passing like, Omar, he said then, Kedayu Rebbe Lezer Lismecholov Kishat Chak. You should know, even though now that I realize that the Chachamim argue on Reb Lezer, I really wouldn't have passed on Reb Lezer. I really would have said, even in this case, the Tyrus that she touched last night really should have been Tummy. But Rebbe says, but since I already passed on Reb Lezer, it's okay to be Samech on Reb Lezer b'shas atchak. That's what he said. Now, for the Gemara, what do you mean to say? Ma'i liyachash aniskar. What does it mean to say after Rebbe realized that the Loch like is not like Reb Lezer? Even though he paskin wrong, he said a lashon though, it's okay to be samech on what I paskin b'shas atchak. What does that mean? What does he remember now? My liachash aniskar. What does he remember that he did wrong? Elaim, if you want to tell me that liachash aniskar after he remembered, dein halacha k'Reb Lezer, like Sam, I realize now I paskin wrong. The aloch is not like Reb Lezer. The aloch is like the rabbonin. I elah k'rabbonin. That the loch is like the rabbanon that says no, even though an isha did not see dam the last 3 months, but now the first day she sees, still the loch is any tire which she touched yesterday is tamei. That the loch is like rabbanon. Fret gemara b'zoi b'shas hatchak hechi yavet kavosi. Abuzoi, what's trying Rebbe? Rebbe said, since I already passed like Rebbe Lezer, so b'shas hatchak I'll be mekel. How could you be mekel b'shas hatchak if it's a wrong psak? That the aloch is real, like the rabbonin, even if you made a mistake, you have to be chayzer. You have to tell the lady, you should know, I made a mistake, the aloch is like the rabbonin, and the tyrus you touched last night should become tummy. So what's the pshat that Rebbe said, b'shas hatchak, I'll be mekel already. What kind of b'shas hatchak? Elo, the pshat is like this, to lo it my hilchasa, loik rebbe lezer, v'loik rabbonin. The pshat is no. Even though it's a machlekes there, neither. like Reb Lezer and Chachamim, there's no hachra who we pass in light. The Gemara there doesn't say any halacha. It doesn't say halacha k'Reb Lezer or halacha k'Rabbanim. It doesn't say there. So b'zoi liacha sheniskar. So what does it mean now liacha sheniskar that he remembered? He remembered now the lav yochid polagalei el rabim polagalei. He remembered now that who argues on Reb Lezer? Not just on Miyochid, one person. If it will be just one person arguing on Reb Lezer, then it would be good the psak. It's a shaila nis the rabbonin. This din that an isha's tomei from 24-hour period before she saw the nidus, that's only mid the rabbonin. Sachshash rabbonin wa machmir mishum tayrus rabbonin wa machmir. That's only the rabbonin the kashayla. Since was only a nazi yochid that argues on Reb Lezer, then avadim is good while Rebbe was semich on Reb Lezer. It's a suffix on this rabbonin, or this rabbonin have a right to go to kula to say that she's not tomei the tayrus she touched last night. That would have been good. But now Rebbe remembered who's arguing on Reb Lezer. Not a yochid, el a rabbin polegalei. He remembered now that it's a rabbin that dings upon him. So now the klal is that when a rabbin argues on a yochid, even though it's a iser to rabbonin, still the din should be lechumra, we should pass the letter rabbonin. So on this Rebbe said, Omar, kedayu Reb Lezer lismichol b'shas hatchak. But I call upon him, since it's a shas hatchak right now, so it doesn't say clearly who the locker is. See, even though the klal is usually we should paskin like a rabbim, but here I could be semech on a yochid b'shas hatchak. So it's mashma what? B'shas hatchak you could be semech on the yochid, but not really. Really the locker is like the rabbim. So you see, klal, not like Rav, you still have the first terrace in the world we gave, that even on a suffix in the rabbonin, that usually we go l'kula, but that's only one connected one. But when you have a yochid connected a rabbim, the locker should be like the rabbim, even though it's going to chumrah. And here Rebbe was only mekel b'shas hatchak. Rashi says, "Kireb lezer v'tiraf b'yoldes shavro le gimolaynus." Yeah. Acha sheniska Rashi mashma deniska the lav shap rovid shas hatchak. What does it mean? It was a shas hatchak here? Shnei b'tzayres heavy. It was like a hungry year, so they didn't have enough food altogether. V'ika hefse tyrus. So you're going to tell us now that the tyrus Isha touched last night at tamei, he's going to be mafse truma. So it was a very feminine year. They didn't have any food that year. It'll be a big shas hatchak. So Mel, in such a case, he was mekel. So he's only mekel because it's a big shas hatchak. But not because, if not for the shas hatchak, he would have passed in halacha kichachomim, even though they're machmirim. Why? Because that's the klal. Yochid for rabim, halacha kirabim. So Mel, it's good our first teretz. Now that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi had to say two klalim, even though he said halacha kidivri hamekel beriv. Still, he had a paskin. Now, Mishnah, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why? Because there's a rabbi, mechachomim, that argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So I would think halacha kechachomim. Kamashmullah, no. And now, Mishnah, halacha still is kiyochi lakula. Zot Gemara, yep. El Rabbi Olay, omak, Rabbi Lez, let's go to Shatachak. Om Rabbi Shashi l'rova. V'yam milo, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak l'rova. Over the Rabbonin, loy shoni. Ben yochid, the mokim yochid. Then Yochid Amokim Rabim. Now they're also asking the kasha back to Rava. Hey, Rava made this statement. He didn't understand any chilik. He said, just like one connected one, we go l'kula. Who are then one connected a Rabim? We should also go l'kula. That was Rava's svara. So they're asking kashas back to Rava. Don't you hold there's a chilik? I'll prove it to you from another case that there's a chilik between a Yochid and a Rabim. The Yotanya will learn like this. Shmua Kreiva. If somebody Rachman son hears about the mishpacha, somebody was nifter, and somebody is supposed to sit shiva for. So Shmua Kreiva, that means you didn't hear about it the day the person was mace, but you heard about it recently. We'll soon see what's called recently, within 30 days or within a week. A Shmua Kreiva is Naheges Shivu Shloshim. When you hear about it, that let's say Rachmanis, your father was Nifter, the din is you have to sit Shiva then, and you have to be Naig Mitzvah Shloshim. Ruchleika, what about you first find out about this news 30 days later? You don't hear about it right away. You first hear Shmur Rechayka. You first find out about it 30 days later. Ein in the Heges Elu Yemechud. There's no din Shiva. There's no din Shleshim. You only have to sit down for one day, and that's all. Now, V'yezu Kroiva, V'yezu Rechayka. What's called the Shmur Kroiva that you heard about it recently, that you do have to sit Shiva and Shleshim? And what's called news you heard about a long time ago? Rechayka, old news. V'toich Shleshim Kroiva. If you hear about it within 30 days when the person was niftar, then you have to sit shiv and you have to be nerech shleishim. A v'teich shleishim is called kroiva. Liacha shleishim, if you first find out about the news 30 days later, then the locha, that's called the rechoika. That you only have to be nerech one day avelis. Diva Rebbe Kiva, say Rebbe Kiva. That's the klal of rechoika and a kroiva. The chachobim, where you're in the chobim, say like this. Ech achashmua kreiva, whether you hear about it, new news. The achashmua rechayka, even though you heard about it more than 30 days ago, if the news is 30 days old, still the locher means nehegesh shivu shleshim. Heshab kivol, there's no din achashmua rechayka. Even though you find out about it 30 days, 60 days later, whenever you find out about it, you have to probably, you have to be noyik shiva, and you have to be noyik shleshim. That's Rebbe Kiva's. So it's a machlokes Rebbe Kiva lechachomim. Again, nechomim amachmirim. The chom say, even a shmua rechayka still has to be noyik shiva and shleshim. Now, the omar Rabba Barbachona, omar Rebbe Yochanan, kol mokom shata moitse yochid mekel, the rabbi machmirim, halacha gedivya machmirim. Ham Rubin. Usually, this is the cloud. Even on a Suffolk, the Rabbonin, here our veil is only with the Rabbonin, still, you go boss to the Rabbin. Even though it's a Suffolk in the Rabbonin, you should go l'churmele to Rabbin. Or b'chutz mizu. This case here by Avelis is different. Sha'afal pishra b'kiva mekom. V'chom ha-machmirim, even though the chom in the Rabbin. Or machmir, here, halacha g'divrei Rabbi Kiva. Here we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Why? The sub look is Shmuel. Because he holds like Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said a cloud, Halocha Kedivri HaMekel Be'ovim. By the Avelis, there's a cloud that even, there's always Paschal HaDivri HaMekel. Even though there's a Rabbim that argues on you, but by Avelis is a new cloud. By Hilchas Avelis, we always Paschal HaDivri HaMekel. So it's a diyek. The Avelis, who the Akilu Bo Rabbonim? Mashma only here by Hilchas Avelis. That Shmuel set a new cloud, the Avelis, we always pass on Divriya Mekel. That's why we're Mekel here. Avo Bialma, Mashenkin, all other Svekis, even though Svekis Rabbonin, Afilu Bid Rabbonin, even though it's a Suffolk in a Dind Rabbonin, still, there's a Chilik. Shani Ben Yochid B'Mokim Yochid, Ben Yochid B'Mokim Rabbin. So when do we say a cloud, Suffolk Rabbonin, go to Kula? That's only one, connected one, will go to Kula. But when you have a Chachamim, a Rabbin arguing on a Yochid, then the cloud should be even in the Rabbonin, because Svekis. We should go to Chumra, let the Rabbin. So therefore it's good. You need to ask Shmuel said Afka by Avelis is different. And Nehuadin, Rabbi Yechon and Manuri, Yehuadin, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is Paslin, like Rabbi Yechon and Manuri in our Mishnah, that this case is different. In our Mishnah, even though it's a Rabbim arguing on him, still here we Paslin like Rabbi Yechon and Manuri. So now everything is good, not like Rabbi's Kasha. So the Gemara. V'Rav Papa Rama, first you shouldn't be Goris V'Rav. It's like another terrorist now, Rav Papa. That's the way the